All right, stop page. Amid Aleph, Yisekes Ma'aseh Sheni, Perek Aleph, Halok Aleph. In the middle of the sugya discussing the dinim of Knas, someone who went ahead and the case that we had, we were talking about using a Makira for a Shmita for Maisa, and we want to bring a Raya now today from a new sugya. So I believe we're up to Amar Rabbi Yila, right? Let's see, we learned yesterday with Amar Rabbi Yila, Maisa v'haya v'horuch Rabbi v'mo'u. When it came to the question of money, when we saw that it was more likely to be Kone, so over there Rebbe says that when you're talking about Shargi the Mazid, when it comes to most, you have to do it over again. And of course it was a problem with the question. So the Gemara, Oh Yevakada, Enochim, Neymar Brithim, Neymar Kizim, Ereshri, Prophet Rishoshim, Yam, Neymar Shanam, we should bring a riot from another figure over here. Now look, is that you're not allowed to be Noteya or grasp or not grasp, what's the word just that I keep forgetting? Inserting a stem into the ground. To profit a root. Or grasping. I have a word finder. Just look up all of the agricultural words. Right, so you cannot graft less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, because that period is considered to be Tosefta Shvi'it. And here's where we get to our thing. And here it says that if you did so you would have to be Oker, and the reason is because since you start counting Orla from Shemitah, because you didn't have the 30 days before, so basically, as long as this thing is around, people are going to look at it as something that was planted during Shemitah. And it's sort of makriz on itself. So therefore, they were those that you have to actually be ochre. Fine. Now, here's the problem. Suppose you weren't ochre, so you didn't keep the gezer. What's the din of the person? They're also mine. Do we say that we should make a knas and ask for the peiros v'achila or not? To Rebbe Ba and Rebbe Ra, you could say, having Yatsivin Bitsur, they were sitting in Sur, and also they come in, and they had a mice like this coming from them, and well, Rebbe Ra, you shall put it with Rebbe Ra, who is Rebbe Ra, who is the one who was sitting with Rebbe Ba. So he was Mera Halacha, we were Kane Spirit. Now up to you. Well, Rebbe Ba, Ani Elanu Nekim Aymahen Ba'aliyah. Well, I can tell you one thing, that when they answered the Chafila, this Yisra on the Paris, I did not vote for that. I don't know that we answered the Paris. They always find Ba'aliyah, the Xeris were always in their horse to be, make a bit of an Aliyah where they would get together. And I didn't join in it. Matkin, so Matkin, Rishomon, Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Tavli, Rishem, Rabbi Elazar, Hein Mechatshin al HaGezerah. But if you have, the Gezerah that we had before is complete in itself. In other words, if you know that a Beis Din made a Gezerah, the Gezerah over here was in order to make sure that people wouldn't have the shame of Shemitah associated with a tree, so they said, Yaakov. That original Gezerah did not include a Gezerah on the Perah. So from the group that wanted to make this Gezerah, Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yitzchak, they quoted Rabbi Elazar, and they said, the thing is that if Bez makes a Gezerah and leaves out an element, it's because they held that that element should not be part of the original Gezeirah. And you're not Kaddish to make new issues in Gezeirah that already issues. And that's what you're already ushered. And that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to extend the issue that they made. And I guess like a Gezeirah and a Gezeirah. You're not Kaddish on a Gezeirah. Om Rav Yossi and Rav Yitzchak Bar Tavlaya B'Shem Rav Elazar, that also Ein Mosifin Al HaHalakha. And they put it in that the din of Yaakov, which was set on the tree, you're not Mosif HaHalakha on it. So in other words, you see that we do not put a Tanakh on somebody who was over on the ground on him and now has Peres. So we should say the same thing if that's the case, that in our case of Meister, if you were Iver and you did take a mashkin on it, then we should not be coning the lender to lose his mashkin. Why don't we look at that? Rabbi Yaakov Arach, the same Rabbi Zira says, Why do you think the Mishnah uses the Lashon Ein Mamashkin? Ein Mamashkin is the Lashon that refers to the Malva. Ein Marhinin, which was the Brisa that we brought yesterday, tell me, Lo Marhinin, right? That Marhinin, that's a reference to the borrower. A borrower who provides something as a Mashkin to borrow on is called a Marhinin. But the guy who goes into the person's house to be Mamashkin, as we explained, takes that Mamashkin, Lo Yipanes HaTov Beito, we said. So, since the Mishnah stresses Mamashkin and doesn't talk about the Mahinin, Hada Amra, that implies that Ova Umishkin Konsinoto. But Ova Veherhin in Konsinoto, that is exactly why, we have to reverse the Jews, obviously. That's exactly why the Mishnah does it. Because the point over here is we're not going to deconate the Malva to what it is that the Lova did. So if the Malva went into the guy's house to take the Mashkin and he wasn't supposed to take the Mashkin from Meister Shani, fine. So then we'll put a kedas on the loan and we'll be Mavapa the Mashkin, which is a problem for the Malva, not for the Lova. But if the Lova is the one with Marhin, well, we're going to be training the Malva. So if we're going to be Mavatl, the Mashkin, then we're benefiting the Lova. Therefore, in such a case, we will not become a Veloshoklin Kinegdon. Now, the Mishnah says that we're not Shekel Kinegdon, meaning we can't use it in a scale, just to be scientific. So Lo Shoko Kinegdo means most. And Afilu Sela Shokulin. Lase Sela Shomekashem. The purpose of my weighing over here, that's dumb, I want to use it. I want to take a Sela of Kulin to make sure that it's worth a full Sela. And I want to use it now for Afilu Mekashem. You think, well, that's the case. You should be able to use this as a weight because it's with Sela Mekashem. Even that, you're not allowed to do. Hayalo Sela Shomaita Shani, the Himitsuyemeslo. Now, you know already that you have cash of Maita Shani. And this cash was already weighed, and you know that it's full, it's a full shekel. Can you then, Maho Shayishko, can you now take a Sela of Maita Shani to, since over here both of them are Maita Shani, to measure whether you have over here Maita Shani, maybe it's going to be Zoyan Maita Shani for Maita Shani, maybe only Maita Shani for Hula is considered to be a Zoyan. And then that second coin will also be Shkideshite Mitsuyan Eslo. That's our question. Ha'akim Shekilko. How about brothers now that split an inheritance of Maita Shani? The question is now, in order to establish that each of them gets the same amount, and they're both Maita Shani. So Maosha Yishkul Zek Megadzek, how about, we're not interested in what the weight is, we're simply interested in putting down the whole thing on a scale, and splitting it so that the scale is even on both sides. And it's not that we're weighing one connected the other, really, as a weight, we're just balancing it. So there the question is, can you use it to balance one against the other, both of which are Maita Shani. Because over here I'm not using Maita Shani to weigh something else. What would be the din in these cases? Well, it's not. The Mishnah says, Lo yomar adam l'chaveiro. Let's get on to the next issue. You shouldn't say to your friend, Yerushalayim heilach yayin v'tein li shemen, or heilach shemen v'tein li yayin. Havel omer lo heilach yayin she'im l'cha yayin. Heilach shemen she'im l'cha shemen. What you can't say is that, I noticed you don't have any wine to drink, and I'd like you to have wine. I notice you don't have any wine. Now, the mashmos of here is that the person therefore gets the message that I'm very concerned for you to have wine. I noticed you have a lot of apple juice, which I don't have, but I have lots of wine. So it seems to be basically that the other person understands that he's supposed to give him something in exchange. So,
Heilach
Shemen She'im L'cha Shemen, right? But Heilach Yayin She'im Li Shemen. You're going to say, okay, take some wine because I don't have any Shemen. So now already that's a pretty stark hint.
So my Syrian flip.
Yes.
My Syrian flip.
Like
a
Syrian
flip.
Oh, I thought you said my Syrian flip. Some type of television program. So over there, you're giving him a clear message, have a boy named Oscar. The Rabbanan was thinking that that's mamish already. I mean, you can't call that any stretch of imagination. I'm not talking about the Sina. That's already called Chalipin. It's a type of measure. And therefore, it should be Oscar, because isn't that what the Mishnah said? But then they found that it writes that even that's much. So they asked, what? They must have issued Khalifin. Why isn't that mamish the case of Khalifin that's in the Mishnah? The reason is because since there was no real definition of you owe me Shemen, how much Shemen you owe me, and so on. So there's no real discussion of the matter. There's a hint that I want to get benefit. But I can't demand it from you, even after I gave it to you.
In the second case,
you just said to him. So over there, it's not really considered to be a chalit. So later, you are Amar, Shaman. So then, I mean, so what's the point of saying this, really? No, in other words, you're saying it doesn't establish anything, right? So Heilach Yayin She'im L'cha Shemen doesn't really anything. But what he could be interpreted as meaning is, because why do we say such a condition? Since he said, I'm giving you wine because I don't have oil. But doesn't that mean that essentially it's a matter? I mean, if you're not going to give me oil, then I wouldn't be giving you the wine. Then you're dependent on that. You're saying, no, it's not dependent on that. So then why did he say it? I mean, how do you interpret those words, She'im L'cha Shemen? No, because you can interpret the words as meaning. I would like to give you wine and oil, but I don't have any oil. So I can only give you wine. But it's not that you're making now a condition that I'm giving you the wine because I don't have oil and I want you to give me the oil. So in other words, as long as it bears an interpretation, that such an interpretation would be enough to be mavato the kind of the other person if he takes it to court. So then you can't call it an actual mech or a chalipin in this case.
Oil is given
one? It doesn't matter. I mean, it would be a lesser amount. Oil is so expensive. That's the Mishnah. Can he share this with Jaino in order to be mavato Hashem and Shochaveh?
I thought it was going to say that it can happen. We appreciate that the doctor can stipulate the condition.
But when you say she'im, is that because of the fact that I don't have? That's a question, that's a condition. She'im. Avonot nila, zelazer matashchina. You can give a matashchina. So this matashchina between a matana and a matter appears to be the shita of Rabbi Meir. Masis is the Rabbi Meir. The Rabbi Meir Omer, Ein matana kemata. I mean, there the machlokas was somebody gave a matana of karka to someone else, and the shayla is what's the din in yovel. So Rabbi Meir holds the matana is not given back in yovel, but according to the rabbanan, would say a matana also has the same din as yovel. So Lakora, if that's the case, over here by Meister Shani also, since they were saying there's an Isra of Mechiras Meister Shani, what's the difference if it's an act of Mechiras, it's an act of Matana? The transferring of ownership is what's also. Says the Gemara, no, not necessarily. We could learn that actually Zivri HaKol, and the Mishnah could be going according to the Rabbanan also, because the Lashon of Matnas Chinam is not a normal Matana. So therefore, I'm Rabbi Yossi Zivri HaKol here. Really, it could be going according to everybody. Because also, Kahada Detani, Haya Adam Omer L'Kaveiro, it's like you learned in the Braita. A person would say to a friend in Yerushalayim, Ma chalta ayom? V'loim erlo kai. Hayayadeh shu b'kor. We know in Yerushalayim they used to use very Ramazan, like the Gemara goes through now. Sherlock Holmes, the little kids in Yerushalayim who were walking at the Churban, right? Mm-hmm. You know, all these strange stories about the way they used to say it was like very cosmetic, brisker. He touches up. I can see that in front of us, somebody is walking a mile down the road who's blind and who's carrying a burden on, he says, well, take a look at this. He was a very, very strong observer and analyzer. So the Mela, they would figure something out. So Kayet is what he told them. So Kayet is, Kayet we call summer because that's the time of the Kayet. The Kayet means the figs that ripens with the summer, right? And you take the, So he tells him Kayet. And then the guy would know that he wasn't talking about figs, he was talking about a bechor. What did you eat? I had a bechor to eat. Why? What?
Okay.
Because what he was saying is that my kayet nimka bezol, hava bechor nimka bezol. But since a bechor you cannot be shaycho, you're not allowed to weigh it. It's a bizarre thing. Shaykh with the mitzvah, you get some in a butcher shop the way you would normally sell it. So mamela, it's like what he's saying is I'm eating the kind of thing that everybody finds lying around. So to speak. It's like you go to a tree and pick a fig, that's what I ate. Right? So now you figure it out. So now you had bus before. So Hayamala mun. Okay, what'd you eat today? Oh, I had some mun. So he knew that if he was eating mun, he must have been Maitre Shane. We are there for Maitre Shane. Why? Because ma mun ni tanda matana. Af Maitre Shane ni tanda matana. So since everybody was able to simply go ahead and take the month, right? But the idea over there is that it's your own. You can't sell the month. That doesn't mean you can't invite somebody to your house and have them have the month. Right? So the same thing is true of Maitre Sheni. So that means that you see that it's mutter. When it says matnas chinam, matnas chinam is the month. And in the same way that the mun, we see from this remez, in the same way that the mun was not sellable, but you can invite people into your home, so through Maitre Sheni, when we say it's not sellable, it includes not giving you the matana. The finish is going like a rabbanon also. So what does it mean when it says matasinam? It means like the mun. And that's why they were medactic, to call Maitre Sheni mun, to make it clear what the dinim of matina of matana was. That was the level of the dikkus of their. So when they said kayit, it's in order to be maranes that the bakar bakar is also to be nishrek of elitra and so on, you see. So this is a kayit. But subtractively, what's unique about kayit is that these figs, every day there's another fig there. You can't go and harvest the figs at one time. It's the same thing with the bakar. You can't say, I'm going to buy 10 kilo of meat from a bakar. You have to harvest what's available. So they wanted to embed in their response the halachas about the things they were talking. So you can learn from their way of speech what the sin is over here. Lagabi Matna. It's a beautiful story, Mamisha. Unbelievable. Hatevon, so we asked them this. What about, he said over here that the Mishnah is going for the mayor and he's learning that it means Mamisha Matna. Not just bit of inviting him, right? That's what you wanted to say. So the question is, so when you say it could be going according to Rabbanan, does that mean that The Rabbanim, even though they hold the Gabe Yaivo, but over there, the reason the Torah wanted to give it to you back is that it should belong to you. So the Gabe Bet, that's on this Kamacher. But that doesn't mean that it's considered to be a Mecher, Mamish, the Gabe all of the Dinim of Mecher. And the point of Yovel is that something that belonged to you that was given away, for whatever reason, even including my son, is considered to be Mecher. So maybe over here, by Nesina, it's not considered to be a Mecher. So, Hare Maitre Behema, Dibre Hakol Eno Nikar. Va'at Amrit Nikan B'matana. Now, we know nobody argues about whether you're like that. We learned that from the Gzeir Shava of Lo Yigael to Haramim of Lo Yigael Lo Yimacher. We never found a Machlokes about that. But everybody's motive, you're also to sell Maitre King, right? Nonetheless, At Amrit Nikan B'matana, you wanted to say over here, that everybody's moda, that it's Nisa B'Tatana, even the Rabbanan who argue in Rabbi Meir, Legabe Yov. So therefore, we should say, by Maitre Sheni, the Maitre Sheni should be Nitan B'Matana, and not be dependent specifically on inviting a guy into your house. Rabbi Mana Lo Omer King, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Asa Oto, Rabbi Mana didn't want to say that the Mishnah is going like everybody. He thought the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Meir, right? But there's another issue over here which doesn't work out like Rabbi Meir. Because Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah in fact won't work out like Rabbi Meir for another reason. The Mishnah can only go according to Rabbi Yehuda who holds that Maitre Sheni is Momen Hebyet. And therefore, according to Mishnah, meaning it's like anything else they own. But according to Rabbi Meir, who holds that Maitre Sheni is Momen Gavoa, not Momen Hebyet, so then it isn't yours. There's another problem. It's not a question of Bizillion or whether it's over on the Yisrael or Yimachar. It's not yours to give. So there you'd have to say that the mission is not going like Rabbi Meir at all, not because of the din of Matana Kanecher, but because according to Rabbi Meir, how can you give a Matana? So because you don't own. That's the issue. And that, on the contrary, so if anything, the Mishnah, according to him, it's your local Rebbe Meir, but obviously for completely different reasons. Al Tevun Harei Maitre Behema, Dibre Akol Einu Nechatzat. I don't understand. The Maitre Behema is not your mom and not everybody is mom. And nonetheless, Atamet Bitanda Matama, even though, I mean, that should be the same thing as what you said according to Rebbe Meir. How can you have a kinyan on something that really doesn't belong to you? But the halakha is you're allowed to give your friend a piece of your Maitre Behema. And then Maitre Sheni, according to Rabbi Meir, shouldn't be any different. You should be able to give it the way as a Matana. So what's your problem with saying it works out according to Rabbi Meir? Therefore, as I am a Nidhi Matana, after Maitre Sheni, meaning, should also be Nidhi Matana. Fine. Then the Mishnah says, Maitre Behema, Eimo, Inuto, Tamim, Chai, and a Bamun, you can't sell it Chai Vishachut. So that seems to be saying that if it's tamim and you were shofited, you can't sell it. Right? That's the mashmah, because you were makalik between tamim chai and tamim shofut. So now the problem is that ashrachut mutar. There the diyak seems to be that if it was shofut from our Mishnah, it's mashmah that you would be able to be mokeret. But Tani Devei Rabbi Yonai, Lo Shaya Bein Chai, Bein Shachut, Bein Tamim, Bein Bamun. The problem is, it says in a braisa, not like that, that there's absolutely no difference, since the Torah never indicates that there's a difference in the Yisra Mechira, of whether it's alive, or whether it's Shachut, whether it's a Tam, or whether it's a Bamun. So then why did the Mishnah say, Le'ayda Mila Tzman Chai, Lo Shachut. So what was the point, therefore, saying in the Mishnah, Maitre Behema, Eimo Fimo To Tamim Chai? Why did it stress Tamim Chai? And by a Bamum, it mentions Chai Vishachut. So what would be the reason for saying Chai and not mentioning Shachut? It's got to be a reason. The reason is, it says the Gemara of the game, Nitni de Batra. It's because of what is written in the next Sefer, in other words, the Batra, the Batra, in the end, the last part of that Mishnah. Since it wants to explain that HaBechor Mokrimoto Tamim Chai, U Ba'amum Chai B'Shachut, And by a Bechor, you can't say the word that you're Mokrimo to Tamim Shachut, because obviously a Tamim Shachut is already, that's already Kachim. That's for sure, that's the Shulchan Gavoah. You can't do anything with it. It's not yours to do. So therefore, it mentions over here also that the difference between Chai for the Tamim and the Baal Mum Chai for Shachut, but not because there really is a Maskamina of Gabi Maitre Behema between Tamim or a Baal Mum. But to keep it parallel with the Mishnah that continues on with Bechor, so therefore it says it this way. Rabbi Abba Chayyat, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, points out that actually, Maitre Behema, you cannot sell in any sense. You can't sell it whether it's Chai or Shachut. Whereas Bechor, you can sell it whether it's Chai or Shachut. And I'm going to show you this in the second. Ne'emar kan lo yiga'el. By Maitre Behema, it uses the lotion of lo yiga'el. And by Chaimei Kohanim, it says not only lo yiga'el, but lo yimacher v'lo yiga'el. Now we know from the Bavli that we learn out a Gzereshava from Ga'el Ga'el, Ge'ula Ge'ula, the name of Gzereshava. So just like ma lo yiga'el, ne'emar de Chaimei Kohanim, Eino lo nimkar v'lo nimgal, just like lo yiga'el by Karamim clearly means, neither through an act of Mathira nor through an act of Pidyon, therefore lo yiga'el ne'amakan, eino lo nimkar v'lo nimgal. So therefore over here, it would be exactly the same thing by Maitre Behema, but by Bechor, we have a different Jewish here, sorry. But the point is by a Balmum, the Balmum, Klum Eksivo Chai, says the Gemara, it doesn't say anything about the Balmum at all. Let's regard yourself. Well, Bechor, Ne'emar Lo Tivdeh. Mashenki by Bechor doesn't say a word about Lo Yigael. It only talks about Lo Tivdeh. It changes the word to read Pidyon as opposed to Geula. And therefore that only tells me that you can't take off Kedusha Bechor. There's no pidyon that tracks on Kedusha Bechor. And that Kedusha Bechor will continue to affect you even though it's yours. In what way will it continue to affect you? If it's a Balmum, it will affect you in how you treat it. You have to treat it with dignity. So from there we learn out that you're not allowed to be Moser and Meshuk and so on the way you would normally do it. But there's no Isser of Nimka. You are allowed to be Mokrit. You see clearly from the way that the Torah is referring to it is that there's a difference here between the Bechor and between the Maaser Sheni. Now here we have the question that appears later on of that the Gra inserted earlier by Balmum Klum Siv Chai. So the question is, how should we what is the gift that you have? Bernie, you have the can you read it to me so I can compare it? It's very hard to compare.
From Rabbi Yaakov Romaya?
What are the words that you have immediately before Rabbi Yaakov Romaya? And then you go directly to Rabbi Yaakov Romaya?
Yes. And then comes the impression of the issue.
Maybe we should stop here and give you a chance to research the Gersa further. I don't think no one knows.